Well, hey, hi, how are you? Slipping and sliding this morning. Don't be dumb. Don't be dumb. Don't be dumb. Don't be dumb. That's our advice for you today. Don't be dumb.
And drive to arrive.
Don't say cliches.
But it's true.
No, don't.
It's true.
You know, I think I saw a PSA that was grammatically incorrect.
What?
It was like students against distracted driving.
Okay.
I don't know if it was for sure. I would need an English major to tell me for sure, but I think it was incorrect.
All right.
It said, at the end of it, it said, and I have nothing wrong with the message. I'm not making light of that. But it was about texting and driving teenagers, and it said, drive safe.
Okay.
Shouldn't it be drive safely?
Oh. I would think so.
But I don't know.
I've heard it either way. I mean, I've...
Just because it's said one way does not make it grammatically correct.
Well, I understand. I'm just saying I've heard it both ways.
Yeah, so. I don't know if it was or not.
Hmm.
But anyway. So, fog this morning, 38 for a high today. It is 34 right now.
The fog is creepy when you're driving down the interstate because it's like rolling in front of you. So it's very creepy.
It was rolling?
Yeah, like I don't know how else to whatever word to describe it.
Okay.
It's like sifting out in front of you.
No, or... rolling was probably the right word.
Okay, yeah.
Sifting?
I don't know. I can't think of what word otherwise it would be.
Like you're sifting flour?
Well, I don't know, sifting flour.
That would be more like little piles of snow falling from the sky would be kind of a sifting.
Okay, well, anyway, the fog is rolling out in front of you, and it's creepy.
Okay. I was just questioning the creepy part, not the motion.
Oh, how is that not creepy?
I don't know. It's not the first time I've seen fog, so it
wasn't like that,
creepy.
It's so low, and as you're driving, it just like it keeps rolling out in front of you is what it looks like. So it's creepy.
All right. So there's creepy fog this morning. Drive slowly because it's right. It's the roads are teetering on the edge of melting and ice. And my street was horrible. The other side street I had to drive on this morning was horrible. It was worse yesterday, but it wasn't as bad today. It was still, I had to put it in four-wheel drive just to get off my block.
Yikes.
Just because I wouldn't be able to steer otherwise.
Right.
I didn't need it to get going. I needed it to steer to make sure I could turn.
That's the thing.
When I got to the end of the block.
Was the turning part.
Yeah, the turning was the dicey thing.
Yeah, everything else is fine. It's when you turn, that's an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the way to church, there's a curve at the end of my street, and it didn't want to turn. It just kept going straight. I wasn't that close, but it was closer than I wanted to get. I was probably 8 feet from the curb. Hitting the curb on a skid, and yeah, wasn't fun.
Yeah, so.
And then finally found a street that had been de-iced, and then everything was fine from there on out.
I don't know how much they've actually been out yet with the rocks and the
Oh, I saw them out this morning in town. I don't know about the interstate. But
yeah, interstates, I don't know. I didn't see any this morning on the way, and I was driving pretty slow.
And I don't know if the interstate was slippery. I didn't test it. I went no faster than 45 on 229.
Yeah, 50 was my max. Most of the time it was around 40, 45. So I highly suggest going that slow, especially on the ramps, the on-ramps and off-ramps.
Yeah, because those usually don't get salted.
Yeah, they're really bad.
They don't go up and down every ramp.
Right.
They go down the interstate.
Yeah.
So
that was
slow.
Extremely, really slippery.
Number of cars involved in accidents on 229, a.k.a. the racetrack this morning.
You're going to make a guess right now?
Over, under 12. Are you taking the over or the under?
Over.
Really? At 12?
Yeah. It's that slick out. And I think people are going to be that dumb.
I think I would probably... Nah, I'm going to take the under.
Really? I don't know.
And that's cars involved.
Yeah. I'm going over 12.
All right.
Not that I want anybody to.
No, I'm not looking for anyone to get hurt, but it's going to happen.
It's going to happen because people go way too fast.
Especially on 229, where it's not straight. And when it's slippery.
Oh boy, it's going to be bad.
You know what the speed limit should be through the racetrack this morning? It should be like 15.
Or 5.
I mean, they should seriously line, if they want to keep accidents from happening, line cops up from 10th Street to Minnesota Avenue.
And scare them to go slow.
And bring out the electronic signs and say, speed limit 15.
Yeah, it's, wow, that's a really good idea. We should get somebody on that.
I'm sure it'll happen. All right, so one funny thing I did see yesterday at church, there's the parking lot has a bit of a hill going down the side of it. And it, the east end is a walkout.
Okay.
And that bottom, you know, the ground floor there is underground in the other half of the church. So
gotcha.
That's the kind of hill we're talking about in the parking lot. And there was this guy in his 60s wearing cowboy boots.
Oh, no. Cowboy boots are the worst
and
in this
got,
weather.
He got stranded in the middle of the driving lane, and he couldn't move. Because if he moved, he was going to slip and fall down.
Uh-huh.
And he's just kind of looking around, and I'm like, oh, that is so sad. As I drove by him, and I felt bad later because I didn't know what to do. Someone geniusly pulled up right alongside him with their car and then let him hang onto the car. And then they kind of guided him over to the other vehicles in the parking lot. So at least he had something to hang on to.
That's awesome.
And it's not like he was a super old guy who was, you know, couldn't walk. He was, you know, he's still got normal mobility, but he was just sliding down the hill in his cowboy boots.
Cowboy boots are the worst for this weather. Do not wear cowboy boots today.
What shoes did you wear? I almost texted you and said, wear reasonable shoes. You sort of wore reasonable shoes.
They're my boots that I wear pretty much every day.
Are those rubber soles or are they smooth and hard?
It's rubber.
Okay.
They work pretty well outside.
Okay. So if the soles are rubber, then not so bad.
Yeah. I did slip yesterday taking out the garbage. I was being very careful and very cautious, but of course my hands were full.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked down the steps and that was fine. I got down to the bottom and whoop, there it is right there on my tuchus. Luckily, no bruises.
My loafers were not the best choice of shoe today, but they're not horrible. They do have
some tread
on the bottom.
They'll make it.
But yeah. Anyway, so there's that. My computer restarted. That was great.
There is, by the way, a 2-hour late start this morning for Brandon.
I had that written down right above the or over under.
I wanted to remind you.
So. Yeah. Brandon Valley is 2 hours late. No junior kindergarten, no early childhood this morning. Well, our long national nightmare is over.
Okay.
And they didn't have to go to Oprah to come out and say it.
Okay.
2 weeks ago, the scandal erupted online about Subway and the 11-inch footlong.
Oh, yeah.
Subway made things worse last week by making a statement saying that the footlong, quote, is not intended to be a measurement of length. It's called a footlong!
So it kind of is.
Well, on Friday, Subway offered a real mea culpa, if you will. They issued a statement saying, quote, we have redoubled our efforts to ensure consistency and correct length in every sandwich we serve. Our commitment remains steadfast to ensure that every Subway footlong sandwich is 12 inches at each location worldwide.
Awesome.
Which is what they should have said in the first place.
Right?
How hard would that have been?
Why wouldn't you say that in the first place?
I don't know.
That's all it would have taken to make everybody happy.
I know.
Would have been, yay, thank you.
Would have been very easy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? We never pulled out a tape measure. Our bad.
Yeah.
We ordered 12-inch bread pans from whatever company made our pans.
Yeah.
And they sent us 11-inch pans. So, sorry. Our bad. We'll fix it. And it would have gone away very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We probably wouldn't have even noticed it.
Yeah. Nobody would have said anything or got upset.
Nope. Well, we probably would have noticed it when the whole internet was posting their pictures of their subs.
Well, that, but...
I was very proud of myself. Saturday night, managed to go out for dinner with my folks without taking a picture of my food.
Good job.
Yeah, it was really hard. You know what was hard, though?
What?
Was the man who sat down at the table next to us.
Okay.
Who was wearing enough cologne to take a bath in.
Oh, that's the worst.
The only good thing about it was that later on when my entree arrived, because it just said that I got a steak.
Yeah.
And mashed potatoes.
Sounds good.
It was. But they didn't say what the mixed vegetables were.
Okay. Oh, it had broccoli, didn't
it? Oh, yeah. A lot. A giant pile of it. Yeah. Huge pile of broccoli. So after that, I was no longer annoyed with Cologne Man.
Mm.
Because it covered up the smell of the broccoli.
Okay.
And I didn't yak at the table. So.
Gross.
It did turn out to be a good thing. Anyway.
Yeah, guys, there's like a 3-spray max.
Three?
Spray max.
No, no.
Max, that's the max.
You get one.
Why one?
Because one is enough.
I will say some colognes wear off a little faster.
Or you can have two if the first one was not a full spray.
Okay.
You know, sometimes like there wasn't anything in the tube when you hit it, so just kind of it just tiny little squirt.
Do you guys put cologne on the same places we put perfume on?
No.
You won't put it on like your neck and your wrists?
I look up and I spray it at like my upper chest and neck. And that's it. Hmm. One full spray. If I didn't get a full spray, then I'll hit it again.
Hmm.
Max.
You guys should put it on your neck, like by your ears.
Why?
And then on your wrist. Because those are the points that cause, are like the pressure points or whatever. They cause the perfume to stay on longer and the smell. Like that's where it like apparently pushes out the smell. I don't know. That's what I've been told all my life. I'll find out why. Exactly.
The pressure points?
I'll find out why.
Okay.
So I know exactly why, so I know what I'm talking about.
Pressure points have something to do with massage, I thought.
Well, it's something, there's
like there's
right
a certain
here.
Pressure point that'll cause you to go into labor. Another pressure point that, like Crystal told me, never touch this part of me when I'm pregnant because it can cause women to go into labor.
Whoa.
She was a massage therapist.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. And it was somewhere on her hand, too. I think it was here. I remember her having me pinch the hell out of her hand.
Uh-oh.
When Jackie was late.
Interesting.
Anyway, we've got news on the way. Today's the greatest day I've ever known. We'll find out why shortly. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. We are going to top out today at 38. It's foggy out this morning. It is slick. Don't be dumb going to work today. We've got some late starts to get to. We'll run down the whole list here coming up in a little bit. We're still trying to put it all together and find them all. And like our phone keeps ringing. Luckily, that phone doesn't ring off the hook in the studio.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Actually, the number that we have the school's call is a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
So we just find out we have a voicemail. I wish that's how all my phone calls worked.
Just go straight to voicemail?
Yeah, just go straight to voicemail.
Not all.
No, pretty much all. Then that way I don't have to talk to them if I don't want to.
Okay.
I'm talking about work, not my cell phone.
Oh.
Like I wish my desk phone in my office was just always straight to voicemail.
You could just turn down the volume and then it would be.
No, because when I get paged.
Oh.
Andy, yeah. You have a call on line 2?
Send it to voicemail.
Yeah. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I don't have one.
Doesn't exist.
Nope.
All right.
I'll get one.
Way to be on top of that.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is January 28th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Ariel Winter is 15 today.
Who?
Ariel Winter, she's on Modern Family.
Oh,
she's
okay.
15. Elijah Wood is 32 today. Frodo Baggins on the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Have you ever seen any of those Hobbit movies or Lord of the Rings movies?
I tried watching the first one and I was bored.
Yeah, they look... It's not my thing. I know why people like them, but not my thing. Nick Carter is 33 today. Backstreet Boy. Used to be all smooth with Paris Hilton.
Mm.
If you know what I mean. Rick Ross is 37 today. Sarah McLachlan is 45. She makes really depressing music. Really depressing music.
It really is.
In the arms of the angels. Remember the first time I heard that song, I was like, this is just a song and I want to bawl. People buy this? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is sad.
Yeah, very sad music that she does. Even her happy music sounds sad. Mikhail Baryshnikov is 65, ballet dancer, was in Sex and the City, Carrie's second to last boyfriend. That'll narrow it down for you.
I got it.
Was.
Got it.
And Alan Alda is 77 today. He was Hawkeye Pierce on MASH and Senator something or other on the West Wing. And not as good a Hawkeye Pierce as Donald Sutherland was. Just saying.
Whatever.
1878. The first telephone switchboard went online in New Haven, Connecticut. There were 21 subscribers and one operator, and the operator answered the phone by saying, ahoy.
Okay.
Yeah, ahoy. let's see. No, I'm saving that one for last. 1986, sad day. The Space Shuttle Challenger exploded 73 seconds after liftoff. I remember that when I was in third grade. And all the teachers were like, what? Because Krista McAuliffe was on there, the teacher.
Yeah, that was so
sad. So they all knew
about
it. 2001, the Baltimore Ravens beat the New York Giants 34-7 to win Super Bowl 35. That was another season where the Vikings choked in the NFC Championship. But they got blown out like 41-0 or something.
Sad.
And on this day in 1998, country music star Tracy Lawrence was convicted of battery for beating his wife in September of 97, sentenced to $500 to a Las Vegas shelter for battered women. But today is the greatest day I've ever known. Actually, that was going to be because I had that Hillbilly with a Heartache song.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't find it.
Oh.
I thought I had it ready to go, but I didn't. On this day in 1978, a true fan of Ted Nugent made a rather unique autograph request. Because paper deteriorates over time, the ink is messy. So the fan asked the Nuge to carve his name into his arm. The Nuge obliged.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
Now, I would sign, you know, if I was like some famous rock star, I'd sign, and then they could go tattoo over the ink.
Yeah, I've heard of people doing that.
Yeah, but I'm not...
Carving?
I'm not cutting you with a knife. That's gross. Anyway, that is why today, January 28th, is... The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I don't have it yet. I don't have it yet. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I did it on purpose. I was just messing with you.
I do know what the dirt is.
Okay, what's coming up in the dirt?
Justin Bieber is accused of assaulting a woman, but you'll never guess with what that's coming up in the dirt.
It's 628, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 640. We're going to top out at 38 today. It's foggy out there. There's nasty accidents and stuff. So, slow down. Don't be dumb. Our over-under on the racetrack this morning was 12 cars involved in accidents.
Yes.
Mel's taking the over.
I think that there's going to be a lot of accidents. Not that I want them. I just think people are going to be really stupid this morning.
And yeah, I've got the under. It'll be less than that. I think since it was crappy yesterday, people have an idea. They have a clue. It's not sneaking up on them.
Depends if they went anywhere yesterday, though.
Yeah, but you heard about it. You had to have heard about it. Anyway, so I did something really, really dumb. I posted a video on Sunday I thought was cute. The dog videos don't do anything for me.
Okay.
But I know people love them. So I posted this video of these little tiny puppies like got into a circle and were making a pinwheel around their milk bowl.
Oh.
It was cute. Only problem was I put the wrong YouTube video on it. I noticed it later in the day and fixed it.
Okay.
And there's some very confused comments like, that's the wrong video. Yeah, I had a lot of tabs open on my browser.
That's funny.
And I pasted the wrong link in. My bad. Anyway. So.
That's awesome.
I love it when our Facebook fans have to tell me how stupid I am.
Yeah. I don't think that's the right vid.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
That video doesn't have a dog in it.
It didn't, no.
No puppies in that video.
No.
And then, no kidding, dumb video.
Yeah, my bad.
Really need to tell people to be careful on Highway 11 if that's how you normally go into work. Because there's a 12-car pileup there. It's Schindler, which apparently is between Harrisburg and Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
And so really bad.
Like south of 57th and Frankman Motors out there.
Yeah.
It's somewhere between the, I've been by it. I don't remember where it is, but anyway. So yeah, take it easy out there this morning. It's going to be dicey. I watched a guy in cowboy boots try not to fall over in our church parking lot yesterday. He was aided by someone who drove up alongside him and then they
slid him over.
Kind of got him over to where he could hang on to other parked cars.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, if one thing to always know in South Dakota, if you wear cowboy boots normally, is you should know not to wear in icy conditions.
No.
They have no traction whatsoever.
Zero.
You will slide and you will fall on your butt.
I almost fell on my butt wearing boots yesterday, de-icing the driveway and sidewalks.
Yeah.
I saw a guy doing something ingenious I never thought of.
Okay.
Which it should have been obvious, but I never thought of it. Take a fertilizer spreader, like a lawn fertilizer, you know, the thing you push and it throws it out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, put your de-icing stuff in there.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Nice. Evenly distributed.
I never thought of that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Never thought to do that. So
then you're making use of it all year round, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just sitting there.
The only problem is I'd have to hike out to the shed, which I never go to in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
In the backyard. And
as long as it's not slippery, you could probably go do it.
Well, it's grass. Or snow-covered
Even
grass.
Some of the grass was slippery yesterday.
You slipped and fell on grass, didn't you?
No, I fell on cement.
Oh, you did fall again yesterday?
Yeah.
But you really need to wear better shoes.
My butt is fine. It was literally, I made it down the steps. It was right when I hit the bottom part with my hands full of garbage bags that I slipped.
And what kind of shoes were you wearing?
I think I had tennis shoes on then because I just slipped on tennis shoes. So it was that slippery that even the tennis shoes.
Yeah, yesterday it was so slippery. Yeah. It didn't really matter what you were wearing. Anyway, so yeah, it's snowy. It's icy. More of our regular crap next and nothing about weather, I promise. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, up to 38 today. Fog, it's slippery. Careful. I do have this morning some breaking news. This is the most shocking story you may ever hear. According to a study by the University of Granada, men like skinny women. Other women don't like skinny women.
Shocker.
Yeah. And then men looked at pictures of female models and found the thinner ones more, quote, highly pleasing and stimulating.
Shocker.
They also had a loss of self-control after looking at thinner women. Women found the thinner ladies unpleasant. And the more uncomfortable a woman felt about her own body, the less she liked thin women. They also found normal-sized women threatening because they couldn't keep from comparing themselves to the models.
Mm.
Unfortunately, when men looked at pictures of overweight women, they had negative reactions, but the other women didn't mind the heavier women as much. So what's worse? Guys, like, having an adverse reaction to overweight women, or women going, oh, no, you're fine, to the overweight women?
Well, it's kind of catty.
Because the motive behind the, oh, you're fine, is that I'm not as heavy as you, so I like you more than a skinny woman.
Yeah, that's catty.
Yeah.
But the guys being, like, grossed out by it is a little rude.
Yeah, but the one thing you can say is at least they're honest.
True.
They're actually giving an honest answer, whereas the women are like, oh, no, you're great because you're fatter than I am.
I'll agree with that.
Okay.
That's, yeah. That would be true.
We were talking out of both sides of our head there. Because that would be not so cool. Okay. Wanted to make sure. We have got tickets to go snowboard or tube at Great Bear this morning. We will give those away here in the next hour. Hey, well, no, I take that back. We're going to wait till after 8 o'clock to give anything away today.
Good idea.
Yeah, because people are driving and there's enough stupid out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to hang off and hold off on those until after 8 o'clock.
Hot 104.7.com.